Welcome to Lesson 158. Here we're going to talk about what do we mean when we say that God's salvation, the gospel, is focused on consecration. We're going to look at the power of consecration, which we see in brokenness, this attitude of complete repentance and humiliation, humbleness, that opens up God's grace and power to work in our lives. In John chapter 3, our theme verse for this lesson, we see John the Baptist, when his disciples can't understand why he would turn over the ministry of bringing people to know the Lord to this Nazarene carpenter. He makes a simple statement to everyone. He says, "He, Jesus Christ, must increase, but I must decrease." So let's dig in to see what that means. What do we mean by that? And let's look at it theologically through the Bible. Let's click on the screen. First, we think about the greatest act that God's ever accomplished. And many people say redemption, creation, but the reality is it's redemption. That's because he broke himself. Secondly, we see that the power of God is actually revealed at the cross and that his power is released at the cross. So let's walk through these three. This idea of God's act of redemption being greater than his creation. God's ultimate power is seen in his breaking of himself for his creation. If we go back and look at Isaiah verse 53, chapter 53, verses 5 and 10, here's what it says in verse 5. "He was wounded for our transgressions. He, Jesus Christ, was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." In other words, the chastisement for our peace, God literally chastised, punished his son, Jesus Christ, so that we could be at peace with him. When it says he was bruised for our iniquities, that word in Hebrew means crushed. God literally put all our sins and transgressions on his son and crushed him for it. And then in verse 10, "Yet it pleased the Lord to crush him. He's put him, Jesus Christ, to grief. When you make Jesus Christ's soul an offering for your sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Jesus Christ will have his seed. All of those who come to him in repentance and faith and trust in him for their salvation because he paid for their sins will become His gift that he has that's given to him in heaven. All of us will rejoice around the throne room of Jesus Christ. Secondly, God's power is revealed at the cross. Look what it says, what Paul says in Romans chapter 1, what it says there in verse 16. Romans 1:16 says this, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." In other words, for everyone. And you know what it is? It is the power of God. God reveals his power at the cross by breaking his son. And then thirdly, his power is released at the cross. What we see here now is take a look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This is Jesus Christ. The first time he speaks in a synagogue, he says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim and preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." What's happening there is he releases the power of the cross by the shed blood of Jesus Christ to free people from the imprisonment and condemnation of sin. Because remember, in the throne room of God, when you stand before God, if it's on your own merits, you will be condemned. But here, his power is released at the cross, where the free gift through his mercy to take away your sin and call you righteous can only be accomplished through the brokenness of his son on the cross. So, what do we see here? Look at the bottom left corner. In order for consecration to happen, here's what it says. It says that in In Philippians, this is Paul speaking in chapter 2, verse 8. It says, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled, Jesus Christ humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The humiliation, the humbleness that Jesus faced at the cross led to what? The exaltation of Jesus Christ. Verse 9, God has also highly exalted Jesus and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth. And every tongue, verse 11, should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is a spiritual law of the universe. In order to be exalted by God, first, you must be humiliated. Jesus is our role model for that. This is consecration. This is God's power that we is his greatest act, his release, so it's revealed at the cross, and his release in our lives at the cross. Lesson 158.